You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Livio Besterzo, the founder and CEO of Green Park Brands, a new food innovation company in the rapidly growing health and nutrition sector with a mission to create innovative, multi-channel food and drink brands that have lasting social impact and prompt behavioral and social change. The first brand from Green Park Brands, Hippies, an all-new range of organic chickpea puffs, was launched in July of 2016 to great success and is set to shake up the global snacking industry. Livio has vast experience developing and executing startup entrepreneurial ventures and is passionate about finding the right ingredients to build brand success. Past ventures include men's grooming line Kyoku and the highly successful startup beverage business Little Miracles, an organic blend of juice and tea. Livio, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome, and good morning to you. So let's start by giving a quick background of your entrepreneurial journey and how it brought you to Hippies to kick things off today.
Absolutely. I think I've been an entrepreneur since my university days, worked across three industries, consumers in the last 15 years of my career, a personal men's grooming, personal skincare range came almost by chance. I was living in London at the time, and this American friend of mine, whose father had a large private label manufacturer just south of Chicago, asked if I was interested in somehow finding a way to create a brand. And I think creating a brand was always something I was good at, and my skill set, and they had capacity of creating personal care products. So we somehow connected. He was doing his PhD in cardiovascular medicine at Oxford University, and that's how Kyoko for Men came about. That was 2007 when premium men's grooming was a big buzz and a real trend. And yeah, that's how the journey began. We ended up distributing the brand. It was a niche business, a premium high-end men's grooming was a niche business, but we ended up distributing the business across 14 countries, hundreds of department stores. And that was a success story. And I then transitioned away, moved on to something new, and then came Little Miracles. I met this friend of mine who was in private equity at the time, who suggested I should meet this Danish founder and entrepreneur. And in 2011, we worked together. I invested early with this Danish entrepreneur, and we took the brand to a fairly successful story in across Europe. And then I was lucky to sell majority of my interest at the end of 13, going into 14, and then took some time off, had my third child, and then started this incredible journey with Green Park Brands, which has been amazing to date.
Now, it's clear that a lot of thought went into the overall product design, packaging, and merchandising of the brand. What was the process behind that, and did the product come first, or did building the brand vision come first?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I'm a big believer that in this incredibly fast-growing natural food ecosystem, which is totally driven by entrepreneurs, and it's an amazing industry to work on. Majority of the entrepreneurs really think product innovation and lead with a product innovation idea to the market. I was lucky that this was really my third take on consumer, and I really decided to create really a brand right at the center of this new journey with Hippies. And so brand really led the way with a very credible product innovation right behind it. But it was brand first for us.
Livio, if you would, share with us, what are the biggest challenges that you face as a business today?
I think we are in such a high growth mode now. We have we're almost in 20,000 points of sales in the last 9 months across two countries. We're turning down distribution because we just want to make sure that we're executing. Hiring the right people has been a challenge. We now finally are completing a team that has the skill sets to take us to the next level and step change the business. But you know, it's been an incredible journey so far, and I think the brand was ready to hit the market. It ticked all the boxes when it came to consumer trends. It ticked all the boxes because it became what the retailers wanted to see it on the shelves, and it was. A great launch last year, a great proof of concept, great proof of that we were capable of executing, and this year is equally as exciting in terms of taking this to become a real proof of business. So it's been a great journey so far.
And it certainly sounds like it has been. Today we are joined by Livio Besterzo, the founder and CEO of Green Park Brands, a new food innovation company in the rapidly growing health and nutrition sector here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Livio, tell us a little bit about the culture at Hippies. It is clearly a vibrant, bold, and fun brand. Does that translate also to the overall organization and its employees? I'd like to hear your take on that.
Absolutely. I mean, for us, culture is everything. We're a young, fast growing company. There is a real purpose behind the brand. We give back to Farm Africa, our charity partner. We have a great project and a great mission. A 5-year project to buy land in Ethiopia and create a self-sustainable chickpea farming community. We have, you know, culture for us is right at the center of what we do, and it's one of the most important things for me. I mean, everybody has to believe in what we're doing. Everybody has to feel part of it, and that sense of belonging. You know, we're one big family at Hippies.
And that certainly can be a difference maker without a question. Lastly, as an entrepreneur yourself, Livio, what advice can you give to your fellow entrepreneurs that are tuned in here today who look to build a business like you have?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, obviously, a common thing for entrepreneurs is our hard work and constant self-improvement. I've worked across and challenged myself across three different industries over the last 20 years, and I've failed and been successful. I've learned a lot. I think hard work and constant will to self-improve and learn and surround yourself by people that can help you get where you want to. I mean, the other thing that I was lucky to learn along the way is have a very, very clear set vision of where you want your business or your company to go. And follow your strategy and work around the strategy and if the vision is set and the cultural alignment is there with everyone that you bring along for the ride, I think it's much easier. So that focus on what you believe and that persistence and that set vision is very, very important, especially at the beginning of this journey.
Certainly some sound advice coming from you, and we certainly do appreciate your sharing that with us today. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Hippies and how they could be in touch.
Yeah, you can. Hippies.com is our website, and you can feel free to email me on Livio, Livio, at hippies.com. So, yeah.
Once again, Livio, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure certainly has been ours. We have been speaking with Livio Besterzo, the founder and CEO of Green Park Brands, a new food innovation company in the rapidly growing health and nutrition sector. And for more information, simply visit hippies.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.